BBC News with Julie Candler. There has been international concern about the prospect of a snap election in Greece, which is due to take place on the 25th of January after Parliament failed to choose a new president. The leader of the popular left-wing Syriza party has promised that austerity will be history if his party wins. Our economics correspondent Andrew Walker reports.
The bailout of Greece from Europe and the IMF came with conditions that the government should reduce its borrowing needs by cutting spending and collecting more tax. Syriza opposes austerity and stands a good chance of winning the election. The German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble has said if Greece takes another path, it will be difficult. It is possible opposition to austerity might grow in other countries, and there were significant stock market falls in Spain and Italy. But the Eurozone has taken steps since the height of the crisis to reduce the danger that financial instability might spread.
Passengers rescued from a burning Italian ferry in the midst of a storm in the Adriatic Sea have been describing their ordeal. Some described their fear as they tried to escape the flames and smoke as well as extreme cold as they waited for rescue. Italian and Greek helicopters rescued more than 400 people. 10 bodies have been found, but it's not clear if others are still missing. Mike Waldridge has this report.
More than 36 hours after he sent out the first distress signal, the captain handed over control of the stricken ferry to Italian Navy officers. In high winds and treacherous seas, including throughout the night, helicopters winch people to safety. Accounts of the survivors give a picture of a terrifying ordeal in trying to escape from the searing heat of the ship's floors, choking fumes, and the biting cold and rain. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi said an absolutely tremendous rescue operation had prevented a potential slaughter at sea.
A healthcare worker who returned to Scotland from Sierra Leone has been diagnosed with Ebola. She was admitted to hospital after feeling unwell and immediately placed in isolation. She flew into Glasgow late on Sunday via Casablanca in Morocco and London. Investigations are underway to trace anyone who came into contact with her. Speaking at a news conference, Dr. Alistair McCarthy said the patient was in a stable condition.
She's being managed in an isolation facility by staff who are comfortable managing patients in such a situation. She herself is quite stable and is not showing any great clinical concern at the minute.
President Obama says international sanctions against Russia will show that Vladimir Putin made a strategic mistake by annexing Crimea from Ukraine. Mr. Obama told National Public Radio that a few months ago everyone in Washington thought Mr. Putin was a strategic genius who had outmaneuvered the West and expanded Russian power. World News from the BBC. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said he will chair a cabinet meeting next month, making use of a presidential authority which has not been exercised in decades. Mr. Erdogan became Turkey's first directly elected president in August after more than a decade as prime minister. He has said he wants to give the president more power. Iran has held a funeral for a top military commander who was killed in Iraq, helping the government fight against the Islamic State group. Brigadier General Hamid Takavi, a veteran of the elite Revolutionary Guard, was the highest-ranking Iranian officer known to have been killed abroad since the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s. IS says it killed him. Here's Sebastian Usher.
This is a very senior man. Watching some of the Iranian coverage of his funeral, there's a lot of video and images of him in Iraq doing what he was sent there to do, which is advise the Iraqi forces and particularly the Shia militias working with them on how to combat Islamic State, particularly in coordinating them, I think, was the key thing. He was a veteran going way back to the Iran-Iraq war. He was clearly someone to be reckoned with.
The United States has confirmed that Indonesia has asked for its help in finding a passenger jet which disappeared over the Java Sea on Sunday. Aerial searches will resume at daybreak on Tuesday, patrolling an area beyond the airline's original flight path. The Airbus A320 disappeared with 162 people on board during a flight from Surabaya to Singapore. The first insurance business for more than 20 years has opened in the Somali capital Mogadishu. The company, which says it adheres to Islamic law, will start by offering motor and marine cargo insurance. The director said many people in Mogadishu had no idea what insurance was, as the city had been a virtual war zone since the collapse of the central government in 1991. BBC News.